Good morning. If you're just joining us, Senator Paul Formica is our special guest. Let me just tell you what Paul wants to do, and he'll do it. You wait and see. Bills introduced to change state law regarding mileage payments to legislators. Two state senators from the region have proposed a bill that would prohibit mileage payments from counting toward legislators' pension calculations. The bill would also prohibit legislators who are part of a carpool from collecting mileage when they are passengers on a trip to Hartford. And I don't mean to laugh, but I've got to.
Oh, my God.
Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
You know, this is crazy.
You know, the common person reads this, Senator Formica, and they say, what are you kidding? We need a bill for this? How about that?
It's, you know, it's what takes away the confidence in our government when we have stuff like this that can happen. And listen, the point of the whole bill is to bring this into the situation that it really is. And this is not an income for legislators. This is a reimbursement for an expense.
It's That's
a travel
right.
expense. It's allowed by the IRS. Businesses take it. You know, legislators, we don't get travel for every place we go throughout the district, and I have eight towns. There's a lot of miles I drive. We get a compensation, a reimbursement from your house to the Capitol and back, and that's been treated as an income. And because it's been treated as an income, two things happen. One, it's available for your pension calculation, and two, the state takes taxes out of it and has to match Social Security taxes. So if, in my thinking, if we treat it as the true reimbursement that it is, government takes no taxes out, it saves the Social Security contribution, and it's not eligible for pension, and it's designed to do what it is. You drive your car, you get reimbursed for the wear and tear and the mileage at the IRS rate. But you know, you can't pile five legislators in a car and everybody gets the mileage.
You know, Paul, you know, this is the kind of thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a kind of thing that the average person in this state looks at and they say, come on, this is a racket.
It's a huge racket. And you know, again, it's not an income. I've argued this in the past. You know, the previous OPM secretary and I went round and round on it a little bit. You know, it's a reimbursement for an expense, and it's the wear and tear, and that's how it should be treated. But First of all, elected officials shouldn't get pensions anyway, right?
We're well, that's a big thing.
Whatever it is, and we get compensated, you know, for that. But to get a pension, you know, I disagree with that. So,
Senator, when is the people, what are they going to wake up on some of this stuff? Everywhere that I go, okay, everybody that I've talked to about things like this, they just think that there's too many deals that are made and that those who are elected, they get this, they get that, and the point is they don't think that that should happen.
No, and they're right. It shouldn't happen. I mean, we should go up there, do our business, and get out. And go back to work. You know, I mean, that's what the founders had in mind when they first started. And granted, government's a little more complex now than it was then. But, you know, the fact is there are some of these things that, you know, we don't need and shouldn't have. And I believe that this is labeled an income and it's not. And if we just take it away and make it a reimbursement, then the domino effect is we save on the taxes. And we save on, you know, there's no pension calculation. So my understanding is the governor is going to come out and say something about not having mileage into pension.
Oh, good.
That, you know, so I'm not sure how comprehensive he's going to be on that today.
But. Well, he could say that in his budget speech, but Paul is and we're talking to Senator Paul Formica here, he could say whatever he wants. But are the Democratic leaders in the state Senate and state House going to go along with them or just say, you know, screw you, we're keeping this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's what they're going to do.
I think after today there may be some differences in opinion in all corners of the legislative office building today when he comes out with some of his things it's going to be interesting to see what happens with a lot of his proposals.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you take a look right now at where we are, the big thing with me and with a lot of people is this toll situation. And I believe, and you are right there, you know, you are elected by the people, but I think we have a chance. I think we have a chance on this toll that we don't have to have that, because it's going to take us a couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years, and there are so many people gathering now. They are furious on these tolls.
Well, and I think, you know, we've proven as a party with our plan, Prioritize Progress, that there's a capital infrastructure plan that, you know, can improve our roads and bridges and upgrade them, without the need for tolls and new taxes. And we've proven that. There's a portion of that in this current budget, this historic bipartisan budget that, you know, is showing a $450 million surplus, or $480 million, I was told yesterday, you know, surplus, which, by the way, the governor is proposing to use some of that. So, when we had that tie in the Senate, we were able to put these things together and show people how we can do this without taxes, without tolls, grow the economy, and just to go backwards. You know, I think you're right. I think there's a huge groundswell of opposition to this.
Yes.
You know, I hope we can beat it down, because we really don't need it.
All right. State Senator Paul Formica. Paul, thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it.
And we'll talk again, Paul. Is that all right?
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time this morning, and we'll look forward to what happens today at noontime.
Yeah, wave to us. When you see a camera on you today in the chambers, give us a big wave, a big thumbs up. We'll know it's for us here, okay?
We certainly will.
All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. There you go.
Well, I think I tell you something. You know, I do think we have a shot.
You're optimistic.
I know you're not.
Good for you.